Blog Talk Radio.
Study show. Let me apologize for the last several days about the technical issues that had arose on the show where you couldn't call in or whatever. And now we have another problem. The problem is this, that live, you cannot listen to it live on your radio. I have to contact this station again and let them know you fixed one problem, but you created another problem. People can't listen to the show via their telephone live. So you basically have to call in. If you're hearing my voice, it's good to be back. It's good to have you back. And as they said, they're having technical issues. Oh, they may be having issues. I don't believe it's that technical, especially when you're in charge of things. So it goes without saying. I don't believe anything that they're saying. They just want to keep Yah word at bay the best they can. But nevertheless, we're going to do our part. We're going to pray to the Most High that he does his part. And fellow students out there, you do your part. As I said, I will notify the station after the show and let them know people can't listen by via of their telephone live. A bunch of nonsense. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. As I said, it's good to be back. I'm not going to get too much into any contemporary matters. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to get into anything. I missed the show. And thus, we shall just carry on today. I want to thank the Most High and praise and bless his holy name for allowing us the opportunity to get back on to put his work in. I want to thank Brother Cotria for being patient. Sister Abby, y'all for being patient. You fellow students for being patient. And I want to express that, I mentioned Sister Abby and Brother Cotria. They are what I call student teachers, just like me. We're still learning. And they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and their brothers and sisters as themselves, as all be, as should be. And certainly in your case also. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. So without further ado, let me bring my big brother on, Brother Cotrell. Cotrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless y'all, my soul, and also thank me. Bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Brother Yamsu, Ari, shalom. May the Most High bless you. How you doing?
Shalom, brother. May the Most High bless you, too. I'm doing rather well. Thank you for asking.
All praise. Shout out to Sister Abia. I know she there. And her family.
You know she listening.
But they up to their old dirty tricks. Yeah. And shut the word of Yah down. But everybody ain't there to the word of Yah. Right?
Yeah.
All these nations need to know. Slow down. Slow your roll.
But they're trying to undermine Yah. I don't take it personally, Cotrell. It goes without saying. We know what they're doing, but we're going to still do what we need to do. Now, if people want to listen, and you know some people out there, just tell them to call in. You know what I mean? My wife.
And
hold on. The episode audio is being processed. That's what it's showing. When you try to listen on your phone, it's being processed. But my wife can't pick it up on her phone as she usually does.
I'm on my phone. So I don't know what's up with that.
Oh, are you listening? You listening in live though? You're not listening in live. There's a way you can just listen in. You ain't got to call in, but you can listen in live, and
you follow the show.
You follow the show, and then you just
get an email every day.
Yeah, you get an email every day, and you hit the button on the show content, which is a lion, and you can hear just like listening to a radio. And they're undermining that, not of course the country.
So I guess they don't want the show to grow, because if people are tuning in and the show ain't there, that's going to kind of like discourage them. Like y'all ain't consistent. When I call in, y'all ain't there.
Mm-hmm.
But you will be diligent in trying to find out what the Most High thinks.
Exactly. Yeah, but. I hope they take the opportunity to call in like you do, Katya and Sister Abia. And sometimes, and then make a second initiative, follow through. If it's saying something, the audio is processing, that would give you some reason to believe with their own. They just don't want us to, contact it, so praise Yah.
Did you see that incident in Chicago with the brothers and the Palestinians?
No, I looked it up, Katya, but I couldn't find it. I went to YouTube to look for it. But I saw it on Zacharias and the Nation. But I saw pictures, but I didn't see any video.
Yeah, so that's what they fear. If you see that video, you had like hundreds upon hundreds of brothers out there supporting the brothers in Chicago.
Right.
The Palestinians attacked for no reason at all. Them brothers be out there every day bringing Yah's message. And the Palestinians rolled up on them and attacked them, literally attacked them.
And what happened? What did the brothers do?
The next day, the brothers came from all over the country and showed their support for these brothers while they had the UNY flag. They had our flag, the nation's flag.
So what happened to the Palestinians? Yeah, I bet they got ghosts, huh?
Well, they didn't come back that next day.
Oh, they knew better.
They definitely knew better.
All right, Cartier. Praise Yah. Cartier, let's put in work for the Most High. Let's see the military leader, Yahshua, Yah's military leader. Let's see how he operates. Go to chapter 3. We're crossing over the Jordan. Yahshua. A lot of you call it Joseph, but that's not his name. We didn't use J. We used Y. Yahshua. Yehoshua. Then Yehoshua rose early in the morning, and they set out for the Akiah Grove and came to the Jordan. And all the children of Israel lodged there before they crossed over. So it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp. They commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of Yah your Elohim and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you should set out from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it. Don't come up on it. About 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go. For you have not passed this way before. Yahshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow Yah will do wonders among you. Then Yehoshua spoke to the priests, saying, take up the Ark of the Covenant, cross over before the people. So they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. And Yah said to Yehoshua, this day I will begin to exalt you in the sight. I'm going to lift you up in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. You shall command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, this is the command you should give them. Priest, when you come to the edge of the water of the Jordan, you shall stand in the Jordan. So Yehoshua said to the children of Israel, y'all come here. Hear the words of Yah, your Elohim. And Yehoshua said, by this you shall know that the living God, Elohim, is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites, the Havites, the Perizzites, the Gergashites, and the Morites, and the Jebusites. Before the Ark of the Covenant of Yah, of all the earth is crossing over before you into the Jordan. Therefore, take for yourselves 12 men from the tribe, each tribe of Israel, one man from each tribe. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant, Yah of all the earth shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the water of the Jordan shall be cut off. The waters that come down from upstream, they shall stand as a heap. So it was when the people set out from their camp to cross over the Jordan with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people. And those who bore the Ark came to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests who bore the Ark dipped in the edge of the water. For the Jordan overflows all his bank during the whole time it was overflowing, during the time of harvest, that the water which came down from upstream stood still and rose in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that is beside Zaratan. So the waters that went down into the sea of Araba, the South Sea, failed and were cut off, and the people crossed over opposite Jericho. Then the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant of Yah stood firm on the bank ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel crossed over on dry ground until all the people had crossed completely over the Jordan. Just as Moses with the Red Sea, here the military genius, Yah's military genius, Yehoshua, is put into the same predicament, not the Pharaoh chasing him, but the banks were overflowing because it was harvest time. And Yah didn't want his people to get wet or swept away. And Yah made it very convenient by virtue of the priests having that Ark of the Covenant in the midst of the Jordan. It froze it up. Yah was among us. And our people didn't get wet. And they, crossover on dry land. And it validated Mosaic among our people, although they didn't appreciate him as it's validating Yehoshua. But Yehoshua is a different type brother. And if they approached him wrong, it's going to be a problem. He wouldn't. I mean, he was cut from the same cloth like Mosaic. But even that being said, he had a different character, different from Mosaic. But he loved the Most High, as we all do, who come study. But among us, Katria has a different characteristics. Sister Abiyah had different characteristics, certainly Yom Suf and all the students. But we cut from the same cloth. We do what Yah tells us to do. But they will see Yahshua is a different type brother. He don't play with these people. He love them. He appreciate them. He's going to look out for them. But he says what he means. He means what he says. And he don't short step on it. Okay? But Yah is validating his position. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Brother Katya, what say you, my brother? Big bro?
It's a beautiful lesson. And all that exposes. Because we know that Yehoshua was Moses' assistant.
Exactly.
Anytime Moses needed anything, Joshua was right there.
Exactly.
Which means that he had experience in learning about leadership. Not only learning about leadership, but learning the characteristics about people.
Right.
And experiencing the power of the Most High fighting our battles for us.
Right.
And his genius, military genius, was the fact that he was obeying, complying, codified with everything that Yah commanded him to do.
Exactly.
Everything that Yah commanded him to do was a spiritual battle. What nation sends their priests forward first?
Exactly.
But to show that Yah was in the midst of us, he had to show them that I could stop rivers for y'all. I could bring hell, fire from heaven for y'all. All you have to do is follow my orders.
Exactly.
And Yehoshua was the right man for the job because he was going to make sure that our people follow the orders of Yah, just like him.
Exactly.
And our solution today is to follow that same path that Joshua followed. Whatever the Most High is telling us to do, that we will do. Because we ain't got no solutions for our problems at all. Dr. Martin Luther King didn't have it. Malcolm X didn't have it. These Republicans and Democrats don't have it. The preacher in the pulpit don't have it. And you know the Jewish people now, right? They ain't sending no priests into their war, are they?
No.
They don't even have priests. They got rabbis.
Exactly.
And the nation of Israel always consulted the priests. The nation of Israel always consulted the Most High. And have you heard anything about the Most High, this Israeli-Palestinian war?
Now, say it again, bro.
Have we heard anything about the Most High, Yah, in this Palestinian-Israeli war?
No.
Because Israel is supposed to be exemplifying the glory of Yah.
Praise Yah.
But they're not.
No, they're not, brother.
I still got a question. How is it that United States of America, the tax dollars that they take out your pocket, they give Israel, they don't give the Palestinians, they give Israel $4 billion every year.
Every year.
And they have the strongest military in the Middle East. Why are you giving them $14 billion more to fight the Palestinian people that don't even have an army?
Right.
Crime shame. $14 billion more?
Yeah.
For weapons, what? More ammunition, more bullets, and the Palestinians don't even have an army?
What a shame.
It is a shame.
What a crying shame, Cartier.
And the heavens and the earth and the Most High is witnessing it all. But you know what the beauty of it all, Yom Suf, is?
What is that, big bro?
That the name of Israel is in the atmosphere. Everybody's talking about Israel. 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 Mm-hmm. Okay. Will a real Israel please stand up?
Exactly. Funny you said that, Katria, because I stood up.
Bet you stood up. Where you go? Where you go? All praises, Johnson. All praises. The Most High's will be done. And what we're watching is actual prophecy unfolding. If you're familiar with the prophet Obadiah, that's what's transpiring now. Because the state of Israel is not listening to the counsel of President Biden or Blinken or any other American politician on how they should defend themselves. And in the process, they're going to lose the support of the United States and of America.
Yeah.
Because you're killing innocent civilians. What's the count now? They killed 10,000
plus.
Compared to how many Jews?
1,400.
So is that balance? You killed 10,000 Palestinians, and they only killed 1,500 of y'all? When does it stop?
Exactly. When does it stop?
I got the question. War. What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's true, brother.
They don't find
absolutely
out.
Absolutely nothing. Oh, they will. Because a lot of the G7 has a complaint that they need to allow humanitarian aid to go into Gaza. They need to cease that for a minute. The G7.
Stop mm-hmm. bombing refugee camps.
Mm-hmm.
Who bombs a refugee camp?
They do. Not many. They do. They ain't got no problem with it.
That's why people despise them.
Yeah. They think they have the innate right to do that.
You see them crying about women and children and babies. So my mother always told me.
Those are war crimes.
You know what my mother told me?
Under the Geneva Convention, that's a war crime.
You know what my mother told me?
What's that, brother?
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Exactly.
All right, they did wrong. Y'all killed 10,000 Palestinians. It's time for y'all to back off.
Exactly.
How much more revenge do you want?
Exactly.
We're going to wipe out Hamas. And in the process, if Hamas hides themselves amongst the people, we don't give a damn. You're going to get them anyway. Oh, really? Okay. We're going to see how that works out. People are going to hate you. People will hate you.
Well, it seems like they're gearing toward that position right now.
No doubt.
Yeah. Nobody likes a bully, Cartrell.
And they try to present themselves as if they are being abused and being oppressed and being terrorized by Hamas. Okay. But what was y'all doing? What was y'all doing for those people to take those type of actions towards you?
You had them people under oppression. You had those people under oppression. They couldn't grow certain crops. They could not use certain part of their land and stuff. You control the water source. You control every aspect of their lives. People get tired of people's feet on their neck, Kajal.
So you and I, Sister Abia, and the people out there that's with us, we've been studying for a while now, right?
Right.
Is that how the Most High told Israel to treat the stranger?
No. You're not supposed to treat, you're supposed to treat them like you treat yourself.
Exactly. So what's up with that? Y'all supposed to be Israel, and y'all treat the stranger worse than Hitler treated y'all.
Exactly. Well, it goes to show you, they ain't the real brothers and sisters.
They're not. When you look at them, they ain't straight European.
Exactly. From a Caucasus man. Okay.
And they let you know, they Polish Jews, Russian Jews, Ukrainian Jews, French and Irish and American Jews.
Yeah.
Y'all European. Y'all ain't Israelites. And y'all declare yourselves to be Israelite. 12 tribes. Y'all not.
Yeah. Oh, is that right? All right. So they said. But the evidence speaks for itself quite differently, Kadria. Fellow students.
Obadiah, in effect. I don't know if you know Obadiah, but he's a prophet. He only wrote one chapter, and he wrote about what's happening now.
Exactly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All praises.
All praises. Praise Yah, Kadriel.
Praise Yah.
Kadriel is about to take us to the next level of study, the last segment, and chapter 9 of Mashal. Some of you call it Proverbs, but I'm giving you the correct name of it. Chapter 9, the way of wisdom. You need to know the way of wisdom. You need to know how to look at her, see her, examine her, and so on and so forth. Praise Yah. Kadriel, you have the chalk and the chalkboard. I'm at your way.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, for our King, King Solomon, who imparted us with much wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to connect us with the Most High. We in chapter 9 already? That's why we need Sister Abigail. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Just to make
She'll be back. Let her rest up. She'll be back.
I ain't sure we on Proverbs 9, but here we go. Wisdom has built her house. She has carved out her southern pillar. She has prepared her meat. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her tables. So everything is set up for us. Everything is prepared. You know that wisdom cries out at the head of the street. She's calling on mankind to receive her. She has sent her maidens. She cries from the highest places of the city. Are we listening? Whoever is simple. How many simple-minded people are out there, Yamsu? Simple-minded people.
Go to Fool's Book. You'll get an idea.
Whoever is simple, let him turn here. Got to turn to wisdom if you're simple-minded. And as for him who is void of understanding, she says to him, how many people are void of understanding? They just don't understand the word of Yah. Most people that I talk to don't understand.
No,
but
they
wisdom
don't.
Says, come, eat some of my bread. Drink some of the wine which I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live. Do what? Walk in the way of understanding. How hard is it to walk in the way of understanding when you see so many simple-minded people? One who corrects a mocker invites insult. So if somebody mocking you, or y'all niggas is too old, excuse my French. Yeah, you mocking, you know, correction. Because we want to correct ourselves. We want to correct our nation. We want to get in line and codify with the Most High. And it takes correction. We ain't right. Most High says don't lean on your own understanding. So you have to be corrected. You can't mock correction. One who reproves a wicked man invites abuse. We see that with Donald Trump. How long have you been trying to reprove Donald Trump? And what does he do? He abuses the people that tries to correct him. Don't reprove a scoffer, lest he hate you. Reprove a wise person and he will love you. Because a wise person knows that he is not wise enough, that he's not perfect, that there's always room to learn. Instruct a wise person, and he will be wiser. There's never too much wisdom that you can attain. So if you're on the path of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, you want to receive as much as you can and more. The fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. So we say we fear Yah, but you ain't got no wisdom. If you have no wisdom, then you don't really fear Yah. The knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. We know that wisdom and understanding is the same thing. Mm-hmm. And to understand and to know Yah, to have knowledge of the Holy One, that's the beginning of fearing, reverencing, honoring, respecting the Creator for what he is. For by me, your days will be multiplied. We know multiplication is much more exponential than addition. We don't want to add to our lives. We want to multiply the days of our lives. The years of your life will be increased with wisdom, because fools die young. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. The knowledge and wisdom that you have, that you retain through discipline and codes and the pursuit of it, you can't share that with nobody else. You can't, like, impart that. You could share it by trying to teach them what you learn, but you can't force it on them.
Mm-mm.
You can lead a horse to water, like they say, but you can't make them drink. So if you attain wisdom, it's really for you. If you mock, you alone will bear it. So you try to run to fools and teach them, and they scorning you and scoffing at you, and you battling them, then you're off course.
Yeah.
Because then you're bearing stress, fighting fools.
Right. You don't argue, fuss, and fight with a fool.
Right. So you're going to bear that. And you're going to wonder why you're bearing it. Right?
Exactly.
The foolish woman is loud. How many loud women do we have in our hood, son?
Man, come on now. That damn near every sister in the hood.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Well, it's a great portion of them. You see them on TV. You see them at the football game, basketball game, on them old talk show, just as loud as they want. They think that's cute.
But what does King Solomon say it is?
A foolish
woman.
Woman
being a fool.
Right.
You lie, woman, you're a fool. Undisciplined. And guess what? You don't know what you're talking about. You lie. Talking loud. Ain't saying nothing. Talking loud. Ain't saying nothing.
Exactly.
She sits at the door of her house on the seat in the high places of the city to call those who pass by. Because she's going to have something to say to everybody, right? What you looking at? Why you talking to me? To call those who pass by, who go straight on their ways. Whoever's simple, let him turn and hear. As for him who's void of understanding, she says to him, stolen waters are sweet. Food eaten in secret is pleasant. She got too much time on her hand.
Yeah, well, she said, let's get into some entanglements. It ain't going to hurt you, boy.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to work for you, not on you.
A wise man ain't going to hear that, right?
But
a simple fool is going to be sucking in.
Gullible. Simple-minded.
Going
for the old okey-doke.
Yep. And how many of us are sucked in by the American dream?
Exactly.
Which they stole from the Native Americans.
Exactly.
What'd she say? Well, if it's simple, let him turn here. For him who is void of understanding, she said to him, stolen waters are sweet. So we want a piece of the American pie. No, that pie is stolen.
Exactly.
Food, even in secret, is pleasant. But he doesn't know that the departed spirits are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. So you want to follow American dream, American way, stolen water, stolen, what she say, stolen water, sweet? You drinking that stolen water? You're in the path to Sheol. If you down with America, I said it. So FBI boys, CIA boys, y'all stole this place. And anybody want to be a part of it is going to Sheol. Praise y'all.
Praise y'all. Godrell, our studies tonight were short, quick, and sweet, and straight to the point. We need not expound upon it. First of all, you need to get you some wisdom. You need to get some understanding, because what Godrell and I try to teach you, it's not going to ring in your ears. But if you get some wisdom and understanding along with these studies, we'll assure you, you'll be pleasantly surprised. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katria, you have any closing remarks and our comments for our fellow students?
In regards to, this particular proverb is very profound because they hear you rebuking our people a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But you only rebuke them so they can pursue wisdom.
That's all.
To review, to pursue wisdom. If you're not wise enough to pursue wisdom, then that's on you. If you're wise, you're wise for yourself. And this ain't the only place you can get wisdom from, because wisdom says she's crying out everywhere. You just got to seek her and find her. So you ain't got to come to Blog Talk, Real Talk, Real People Show to get wisdom. You got to pursue it yourself and make yourself wise.
I make no apologies, Cartrell, in that regard, for correcting our brothers and sisters for the good. And some people are going to find excuses for whatever reason to not hear the Blog Talk, for Blog Talk, Radio Talk Show, Real Talk. But if you're not going to get it here, let me give you a piece of advice. As my brother alluded to, get it somewhere. If you want somebody to kiss your behind, get along with you. I ain't mad at you. I'm just not that brother. I'm going to keep it real with you. That's why it's called the Real Talk for Real People Show. I'm not going to baby. I'm not going to burp you. Okay? My job ain't to baby you and to birth you. My job is to tell you what Yah said. And if you take issue with shit, you're not taking issue with me. You're just using that as an excuse. You taking issue with Yah. That's on you. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cartrell, you want to say shalom or good night to the brothers and sisters?
Well, if you think that Yom Suf's rebuke of our people is harsh, wait till the Most High come with rebuke.
That's what I'm trying to save them from, Cartrell. Come
exactly.
on, man. Yeah.
But we love you. That's why we do this.
Yeah. Exactly.
A wise man accepts rebuke. So we
exactly.
have to be patient with it. We have to be slow to anger. We have to be patient with each other. Act
exactly.
like we're strangers. Are we supposed to treat strangers?
Yeah.
Like they're homeboy. So
right.
if I'm strange to you, you're strange to me, I got to treat you like you're homeboy. Because that's
right.
Yah's command. And that's the
exactly.
brilliance of Joshua. And he follows
right.
every command of Yah. So we have to love
right.
our people. We have to be patient with our people. We have to rebuke our people if they're seeking wisdom when it's
mm-hmm.
called for. And if a
right.
fool rebukes it, then that's on us. So
exactly. And if they don't like Yom Suf Arif approach, they certainly ain't going to like Yahashua's approach.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Praise Yah. No, he ain't putting on no hits. He ain't playing no games.
Wow.
Okay?
Taking your head.
Yeah. Cartrell, yeah. it's a pleasure, brother, to always be with you and Sister Aviyah and the fellow students out there in Radio Land. It's a joy for us to put in the work for Yah. We hope you putting in the work also out there in Radio Land. Just like Cartrell and just like I, just like Sister Aviyah is doing, putting in work for Yah. Bottom line, you're still our homeboys and girls. Even when we correct you, we love you. All right, think about this for a moment. Mom and Daddy say they love little boy Johnny. Little boy Johnny is running headlong into the street. 5-6 cars racing down the street. And you holler at little Johnny. Little Johnny, you better stop, boy. Stop before I beat your ass. Is Mama or Daddy being mean to a little Johnny? No. They just love a little Johnny. They don't want little Johnny to get smashed. Come on, man. That's what Cartrell and I are doing. We don't want you to get smashed. That's all. Don't take it personally. We love you. Cartrell, you love our brothers and sisters?
I sure do. And we know that y'all coming with the smash. Y'all coming with the smash.
Them headbusters. True. We love y'all.
Cool.
May the Most High bless y'all. Shalom and good night. Cartrell, you want to say good night to the people?
Oh, we love y'all. Lalato, shalom and good night. Get wisdom, get knowledge. With all I get it, get understanding. Praise y'all.
Praise Yah. All right. Find that lovely song. We're going to let y'all out of here. Stand in the circle of peace. Praise Yah. Shalom and good night.
Stand in the circle of peace. Come on, and only We're putting down all the machines.